31st.
We're still in studying Romans 12 in relationship to being not conformed to this world, but being transfigured by the renewing of your mind.
Where did you say we are?
Romans 12. There she is. We can just do that thing about making copies. Every morning she's moving cars. You have to understand that the transformation, the metamorphosis, the transfiguration in his people is its agency is the renewing of your mind. The predicate of the renewing of your mind is to see its emptiness, futility. Until you do that, your mind isn't renewed and you're not on the right path. So be ye transfigured by the renewing, or by the agency of the renewing of your mind. It's a state of total emptiness at all times. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though being in the form of God, thought it not something to be grasped, to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation. And that verb tense, it means it's a continuum. Total emptiness. Never stops.
That's an interesting part there. You don't just get to that automatically where you think it's something not to be grasped. You know, that's almost like he's different, he's special, he's not like everybody else.
Well, that's the point, he is like everybody else. He took on the form of flesh.
So how did he get to that point?
He saw the emptiness of human effort, of his mind. That's what he did before the baptism.
Right answer.
Hmm?
Got the answer right.
So I passed your test.
Passing the flame color?
Sorry, old. That was good.
But renewing is a Greek word, anakinesis, or anakinosis. It's where the Russian princess was named Anastasia. It's from the same word. It was. Every few years, if somebody comes along that claims that she's the daughter of the... Now she must be over, getting close to 100, but anyhow. So this renewing it's a conforming to that which was, but also is. It's a strange word, anakinesis. A conforming of your mind to that which was and is. There's only one job. There's only one thing that man has to do. If he has any integrity, he knows it. He knows the emptiness and stupidity of his own mind. He knows that many, many times during his life. But yet something transpires and he resurrects himself. And so then there's no renewing. And it's not analog, it's digital, it's on, it's boom. It's either he's not being transformed because he's still operating in his mind, or he's transformed because he's empty. There's no It doesn't go by, it's not a progression. Because the word itself means that which was and is. And that's the reason, for all the whole reason that Christ took on the form of flesh. That's why he became Jesus the Christ. So that that way is duplicated in you. But there's just one thing. Repentance. That's the only thing that's required. It has nothing to do with how smart you are. It has nothing to do with what language you speak. It has nothing to do with anything except emptiness. Now the sad part is people try to use that which is cursed to gain that which is blessed. It can't happen. What?
I was thinking of the word conform to that which was. The flesh thinks you build up knowledge to get to that conformed place. Spirit says you empty to get to that place, which...
You unlearn everything.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that you unlearn, the world, Egypt, is a survival of the fittest. But Babylon is cause and effect. You don't have to be fit to do well in Babylon. You just have to be, you have to be like a geek, like all these guys that are billionaires from the whatever that stuff is, the internet. But you've got to understand, you've got to come out of both the world and Babylon. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Touch not the unclean thing. The her is Babylon. But yet, today, we will use cause and effect hundreds of times in order to accomplish something. Why? One reason. No faith. You have faith as a noun, but you have no faith as a verb. Believing in him as having faith as a noun. Living by the faith of him as having the faith as a verb. You got that? All right, let's look at some scriptures. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're studying renewing. Verse 11, chapter 4. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by the means of Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For our light affliction, for which cause we faint not. And remember, fainting is what you do in your mind when you leave faith to return to cause and effect. What am I going to do about this? How do I solve this issue? and you believe that you couldn't live without that. You couldn't succeed in anything you do if you didn't live by Babylon. And that's called, again, no faith. This is that knife edge of soul and spirit. Now, watch. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. Again, we have the word renewed, day by day. Anakinesis. Conformed. All right, go to Romans 8. What?
I went the wrong way.
That's a death penalty offense.
All right.
Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now again, remember, love there is a verb, not a noun. Everybody says they love God, but by their lips and actions they deny him. To love God means you only give importance to him, nothing else. Do you understand? We get confused by nouns and verbs. Oh, because you go to any place, oh, yeah, I love God. Yeah, you love him as a noun. All right. Who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Remember, we're all the way back to Genesis now. That he created man in his image and likeness. Now we are conformed now to the image. Christ in us, the only hope of glory. He alone is our life. He is our only self. You have no other self but Jesus. This is really, I mean, this is why the Lord's Prayer is so important, if you understand it. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you have anything that's troubling you, you have to stop there. And you put it on the altar of God, whatever is troubling you, or anybody, anything about somebody else. Because you make everything God's business, never your own. So hallowed be thy name, and you stop, you put all the stuff that's troubling you on the altar. Then you continue. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now think of that. It's to be done in you just as if you were now in heaven. The peace, the joy, the love, the being swallowed up is to happen now. Because the kingdom of God is here. But it cometh not by observation, for the kingdom of God is within you. But you have to give up self. You have to give up cause and effect. Now, the reason cause and effect is so subtle is that you really, at the core of your being, don't believe you could exist without it. And you give 1,000 examples why cause and effect has to be. Don't believe it. Cause and effect is purpose. It's the same as your mind's purpose, is to keep you alone keep you out of peace, keep you away from joy, except casual, you know, joy is something else, you know what I mean? All right. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now notice, everything here is in the past tense. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, the only way you're glorified is by the ascension. Glorified is another word for transfiguration. That's where the glory is. Jesus left the glory. Instead of the glory that was set before him on transfiguration, he came, and you got to understand this. God went to such an extent that he caused Moses and Elijah, both of whom had died. Elijah went up. Anyway, to come and talk to him only about his death that he was to accomplish. Because his natural tendency would have been wanting to stay and not go down and suffer the shame and the humiliation and the failure of the cross. All right. What should we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The only one that's against you is you. The only enemy of God in time and space is you. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or sword, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's you got to hear that. But you're not being killed. You already died. You're being a partaker of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of his death. You're gone. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The only one that can separate you from the love of God is you. Now back to the Lord's Prayer. So you put all stuff, the kingdom of God is within you. Then what? Give us this day our daily bread, or the bread of the presence, the real. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Let nothing for any reason lead us inward. Let nothing. Even really sincere Bible study, let nothing lead you inward. But to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. Your mind. That's because if you return to your mind, then you return to flesh. The evil one has succeeded in resurrecting himself from the deadly head wound. You're not even in the picture, except for the fact that you give him life. All right. Let's go to Ephesians. Chapter 4. What's going on, Gary? You're doing something.
2 Thessalonians.
Huh?
2 Thessalonians is right there at the end of what you're talking about.
Well, we'll get there in a minute. Go to Ephesians first. Ephesians chapter 4. No, never mind. I'm sorry, Josiah. Let's go to Colossians 3.
Turn right to it.
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, consider dead, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, and the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these things, all these, anger with wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. But that knowledge is epignosis. That means the word has become flesh in you. It's not mental knowledge. After the image of him who created him. And have put on the new man which is renewed. Because the word has become flesh in you. All right, let's go to Titus. Just before Hebrews. Verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the agency of the Holy Ghost. Your only job is repentance. The Holy Ghost's job is to conform you to that image. But you can't repent and then go back and do it again. I mean, that's...
Watchmen. I said watchmen.
Well... Again... This is why we exhort one another daily while it's still called today. This is why we live in community. If we weren't living in community, I'd have this Russian here, this Russian painter here. Never mind, I'm just a little joke. The girl I met.
Are you going to play that painting?
Hmm? No.
Oh, you're talking about the young lady here.
Anyway. No, I mean, I couldn't exist without. So, the evil one over here says, I'm watching you like a hawk. Well, that's good. Well, you hate it. But that's the whole point. Exhort one another daily while it is still called today. Don't be like Harry and didn't understand until just a few months before he died. Anyway, all right. Let's go to Hebrews 6. No, let's do with the one Gary wanted. Let's go to 2 Timothy. I mean 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2.
We should all be able to recite that by heart. But don't ask me.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete. Don't read it, but look at me.
I said don't ask me to.
Oh, you. I said it first.
2 Thess.
Chapter 2. Let no man deceive you by chapter 3. Chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, unless you know that that's you, you'll keep on playing with your mind, trying to understand with your mind. You'll have to be very sincere. What?
Well, I'm just thinking, in view of the fact of the word sense.
What?
In view of the fact, that's what sense means. Sense.
Sin?
Sense.
Oh, S-E-N-S-E?
In view of the fact that the mind cannot be regenerated or be made alive, can't be connected to God, then the only option the mind has is this.
Empty.
Or resurrect itself.
Right.
And those are the two black and whites, the digital aspect. And you're either resurrected itself.
No, you're resurrecting the evil one.
Resurrect the evil one, which is you, self. Is that the difference, I guess?
But it's a bigger, much bigger. There's never been a you.
The big self.
Yeah, but the predicate of this is that there's never been a you. That's a biggie.
Well, whoever that guy is resurrected sitting there, or you understand what we're talking about this morning, and deny it.
You empty it. Empty it. And then pretty soon, it's lost its power.
Right. And you recognize when it's happening.
Oh, yeah. So
that's kind of the answer to John's. Eventually, you start seeing.
See, that's why all these years, sometimes I got a little mad at you, but all these years, you and Harry were the airy guys, because you always said what was there. And sometimes, very frankly, it was stupid. But it was, that's what's necessary.
Depends on which sleep you're sitting in.
Well, I know. Or which, what the level of your repentance has been.
Yeah.
But the whole idea that I mean, is anybody here really believe that their mind and their emotions are their friend? You must know that by now, that it's just a lying whore. Why would you believe it? Why would you pay any attention to it? Either your emotions or your thoughts. I mean, it's just crazy.
So this is my question earlier. This is the path Jesus came to that. Thought it not something to be grasped, to be equal with God. He had to have gone through some incredible...
No, well, he did before that. We got to see what he did before the baptism. What he did before the baptism is the same thing that everybody else does. Until there was a dawning awareness of who he was. Then the Satan knew that he knew who he was because it was his mind. And so he took him up in a high hill in a moment of time, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Said, all this power and glory has been delivered unto me, and I will deliver it unto you if you worship me. Now, worship only means give your mind breath.
See, that's deceptive in a way to me, because it's like no person in their right mind is going to agree to worship the devil.
No, that's not what he didn't say.
I mean, that's what those words sound like.
No. It says, all this will be given unto you if you worship me. Which means you run after your own mind.
Right.
But it's, the people think that there's a guy in a funny suit with a tail and horns. No, it's your mind.
Yeah.
And he had everything. Everything was, as we've talked about so many times, everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. And at that second in time, and still any time, he could snap his fingers. But all he could do is create angels, or robots, if you will. They could be nice, healthy, rich, pretty, whatever they want, but they couldn't ever have fellowship with God. Because you learn obedience only by the things that you suffer. But if you suffer and just go through it just like everybody else does, then there's no merit in that. But to be in suffering and know that it's from the hand of God for his purpose, that you're not even in the picture, that's grace. But he could have snapped his fingers and all suffering would have been gone. But then the mystery of God wouldn't have been be able to be complete. But it's so easy, we just fall back into self. And we got really good excuses. Huh?
Hearing about nature of self, nature of man. That's our enemy, or
the carnal mind is enmity. Enmity is a word that's so strong that in order there can never be coexistence. But yet, we have these guys that we all know, that they've accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, so now their mind is renewed, and their thoughts are sanctified. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. It's like watching kindergartens, maybe spiritual stuff, watching them play but they're playing in the middle of the street. Can't happen. Well, again, remember, we've said many times, the modern church, as a whole, but especially in the prosperity gospel, doesn't preach the Holy Trinity. They preach the unholy quartet. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me. And then once I put me in the picture, then I've made it unholy by definition. All right, take it, big guy. We got more to do on renewing.
We have a request from Miss Judy to meet.